you begin to realize that you need to be doing what you're supposed to be doing. So many people are talking about what they going to do when the chance comes and what they might and what they would have and how they could have and what they should have. It's like either be on your JOB or, you know, leave it to somebody who can do it.
Having spent 40 years absorbing, creating, and sharing music, Taj Mahal surely found his true path. And he's happy to tell the tale of how he got there. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Try to talk musical genres with Taj Mahal and you'd end up a world away from the acoustic blues he's often associated with. Of course, the blues tradition provides the core of Taj's sound, but since picking up the first of the 20-plus instruments he's mastered, Taj has always been about musical exploration. Over the years, it's brought him everywhere from Mississippi to Mali, and when Mixed Bag radio host Pete Fornatel had a chance to ask Taj about his musical journey, he decided to start back at the beginning.
Somebody told me that a shortwave radio was part of your musical education. Is that true?
My father had, like, this really great old Firestone radio that had longwave, shortwave, and an early version of presets, you know, where you punched in and it said Havana, Cuba, or Moscow, or Vladivostok, or Caracas, Venezuela, or wherever, you know, Honolulu, and just punch in on the bad boy and hear some music, you know, I mean, just like listen down into the souls of people. I mean, the part that really worked real good for me really was when we lost our dad in the early 50s, and then 3-4 years later, my mother remarried to a Jamaican man, and my stepfather came with a guitar that, you know, I didn't even have any idea he had. It was way in the closet, and I discovered it. But about that same time, these boys moved in next door from North Carolina, and this one guy, Linwood Perry, this guy was playing. He was playing like a grown man, and between his stuff from North Carolina and the people up the block who came from Stovall, Mississippi, I mean, this was like the rawest, realest stuff that I ever could even imagine.
UMass at Amherst, but the major wasn't music related.
No.
It was animal husbandry, veterinary science, and agronomy. You have to explain that, please.
That's not difficult at all. First of all, people separate music from the soil in the sense that they haven't been the ones that's been doing it for all the years that, you know, here in this country. Most immigrants to this country work with the soil and have a very strong musical focus. Traditionally and historically, those are a couple of things that people cannot do without. You cannot do without food, and you doggone sure ain't gonna do without no music.
I never made that connection in my mind before between music and the soil, but hearing you explain it makes
huge,
all
man.
The sense in
it's
the
huge.
World.
It's all huge. Where do you think all them blues came? Guy's got a mule all day long. He got 60 acres to plow. Ka-dunk, ka-dunk, ka-dunk. Here it is.
Oh, babe. Honey, what is wrong with you? Oh, babe. Honey, what is wrong with you? Oh, you don't treat me pretty, baby, like you used to.
Taj Mahal looking back to the early days with the tune, What's Wrong With You. Hear this and many other exclusive interviews and performances anytime at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.